Phoenix Design Week, which happened earlier this month, explored issues including diversity in design, inclusive design, and making design matter. That last topic was presented by my next guest, Jason Schubach, the new director of the ASU Design School. And Jason, you've been here for a few months now. I'm wondering, what's your impression so far of the design scene here?
I think it's really fascinating and interesting and very different from where I come on the East Coast. There's some really incredible local designers doing amazing work that's really relevant to living in the desert. You know, it's different to design for 120-degree weather versus designing for rain and snow, obviously. And I think people have been doing, there's some incredible stuff here, absolutely.
Now, you have worked in New York and Massachusetts, places that I think are pretty well known for the design culture there. Do you think that Phoenix is at that level, at least yet?
Well, Phoenix is a very new city, right? I think Phoenix grew into being this big of a city really in the last 50 years. So does it have the past, 200 years of the architecture scene in New York City? Well, that would be impossible for it to exist. But I think there's a very interesting, rich, and exciting design scene here. I think that there's a lot of people really building a strong design community here. I've been to tons of meetings where there's lots of people excited about what the future of the design school should be. And, as part of my job, I'm going to be redesigning the design school. And we really want to work closely with that awesome community here to do that.
What do you envision that redesign will look like?
Well, my mom always said you got, two ears and one mouth from the South, so you should actually listen. So, I mean, my previous job at the National Endowment for the Arts, I was supporting designers from all across the country. And so I want to take advantage of that network and let's listen to where the design field is going and where design education is going and then, see what we should do. So we're going to be launching this website called Redesign School, and we really hope that a lot of people, the local community, designers across the country, all help us figure out really what this school should be. We want it to be responsive to the latest things going on in design, not just that we make it up from inside our little academic bubble.
You mentioned that you see a lot of designers here in the Phoenix area building things that are unique to this environment, to the desert, to withstand the heat and everything. I'm wondering if the designs that happen in other parts of the country are as unique to those specific places as some of the designs here are to this place.
Well, I think there's a wide variety of different kinds of design that are happening here. As far as relevancy of the buildings that happen here in Phoenix, I think you see a wide variety. I think there's lots of strip malls here in Phoenix that could exist in any community, but I also think you see a lot of buildings that are incredibly sensitive to the kind of extreme environments we have here, and you see that definitely happening all over the country, too. There's a lot of buildings that can kind of be, there's the CVS, standard CVS and Walgreens we see in any community in America, right? And then there's the buildings that are thought through a little bit more and are a little bit more sensitive. I've also been really heartened to see the huge amount of solar energy and solar power panels that people have installed on any kind of building here in Phoenix. It's really exciting to see that people are engaging in that.
How connected or disconnected have you found the design community to be here?
I think it's very well connected. I mean, you meet one person, they all kind of know each other. It's very, I think folks are, very friendly here, very trying to support each other. I love when you come to communities where it doesn't feel super competitive, but that everyone's trying to help everyone else succeed. And I think you see a lot of that here.
To what do you attribute that?
I don't know. I think it's a little bit of a smaller community, so as opposed to some cities, but also it's just, I think the design community generally is pretty friendly with each other. It might just be everyone in Phoenix is really nice. I've never been to such a nice community in my life. Everyone is so friendly here, and it's so sincere. It's wonderful. So I think that sincerity carries over into the design field, absolutely.
To what degree do you think that the design that is happening here is exportable to other cities?
Oh, absolutely. I think the issues that we deal with here are very similar to a lot of other cities. I mean, look at the entire Middle East, Dubai. There's a lot of cities dealing with extreme heat and pounding rainstorms like we have here. And I think, we are absolutely interested in partnering with many of those communities and seeing how we can all be better at living in these kind of extreme environments. And I mean, extreme for a portion of the year, obviously. It's pretty nice now that the heat's broken. I sort of understand why everyone lives here now. But I think it's pretty exciting that there's a number of communities across the world that are dealing with similar issues and that we'll absolutely be able to partner with them.
So do you think that the work that's being done here is most easily translated to other desert cities as opposed to a place like New York or, places in the Midwest or in the Northeast?
Well, I think it depends on the kind of design, right? I think there's certainly we have a lot of strong industrial designers here that are designing medical devices that can be used in any city. A lot of our visual communications design folks are doing work that's translatable to anywhere. As far as the architecture and landscape architecture goes, I mean, yeah, it probably would best fit in some of those communities, but I think you can learn. There are lessons to be learned about adapting to different kinds of environments from any community.
Jason Schubach is the new director of the Design School at ASU. Jason, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thank you so much.